Hello, everyone. Welcome to the November 8th, 2015 edition of the Astrology News Report. I'm your intrepid host, Ron Berger. So, let's take a look at the upcoming planetary patterns and predictions. What's in store in the heavens for November 8th to November 15th and beyond? Venus has progressed far enough into Virgo to be exactly conjunct Rahu today, Sunday, November 8th. Venus is the planet of romance, beauty, entertainment, finance, and pleasures. Rahu is the eclipse point and is a significator of obsession, transformation, urgency, and darkness. The two of them make strange bedfellows. Venus-Rahu combinations generally have an unusual quality about them. Strange beauty, obsession with romance, eccentric pleasures. Mostly, Rahu is a negative or distorting influence on Venus, producing some odd results. So, this week is not a good time to pursue any Venus-type activities. This is even more the case because Mars, planet of combat, an enemy to Venus, is close at hand. One example of this combination manifesting, Donald Trump hosting the Saturday Night Live show on November 7th. Here we have Venus, planet of entertainment, together with Rahu, something unusual, and Mars, planet of combat, which adds in a potential for excitement. And, oh yes, as it so happens, the moon, signifier of the public, is also joining in. But the end result, in this case, was meh. By the middle of this week, Mars has progressed far enough into Virgo to be exactly conjunct Rahu on Wednesday and Thursday. Mars is the planet of action, aggression, conflict, destruction. When added to Rahu, significator of obsession, urgency, and deceit, things can easily get out of hand. There is, admittedly, some danger with this combination. The Rahu obsession, combined with Mars's need for fast results, can lead to ill-considered actions, like accidents. Rahu, as an eclipse point, indicates obscuring, which translates as deceit. Combine that with Mars, the planet of violence, and there's a strong potential for all sorts of underhanded nastiness, including such things as terrorist violence. Also this week, on the same day that Mars is conjunct Rahu, there's a new moon at 24 degrees Libra. This is the birth of the Hindu lunar month of Kartika, named for Kritika, the lunar sign that the full moon falls in on November 25th. Kritika is one of the difficult nakshatras, connected with big transformations, good for making war, or making decisions that have consequences. The birth of a lunar month carries with it the energy of the planetary pattern of the new moon day. So, this is not good. It means that the problematic energy of Mars conjunct Rahu will hang around to give more results for the next 4 weeks. So, keep in mind that the energy of this month of Kartika has this warlike component. In other words, a month inclined towards aggression, obsession with action, and a tendency to use force to get results. Now, look at that full moon, the culmination of the month's energies, which will be opposite Saturn, the planet of consequences, which is itself conjunct Mercury, planet of rational decisions. So, likely there will be some harsh reality that comes down in a couple of weeks as a result of those Mars-Rahu actions that are done hastily and are ill-considered. Okay, that's it for the planetary patterns and predictions for this week. Thanks for visiting astrologynewsreport.com. I'll be posting updates during the week on Twitter @AstroNewsReport.